I first got involved with Iditarod in 1974 when I transferred with my job to Nome from Dillingham. And it was my first opportunity to really get into why I came to Alaska. It was my Jack London adventure. And this was just paved the way to doing that. And I feel like that I had Jack London in every sense of the word in my life. One of my most memorable experiences with Iditarod, aside from being in the organization part of it, which was all memorable, flying, everything, was the actual year that I ran the race in 1977. And we flew from Nome with my dogs, and we did the takeoff in Anchorage. And then we went out to Big Lake, and I took off on the trail. And I remember distinctly, as if it was yesterday, turning onto the trail with those Iditarod banners, those little shields with Dick Devine's drawing of the dog and looked like an American flag on there. And this feeling that came over me that I was really on the Iditarod Trail and I was really doing this thing, once-in-a-lifetime thing, to go to Nome. And I never looked back, but it was the thrill of a lifetime. This is Iditarod 50. How it makes me feel? I'll tell you. The one thing that I think that all of us would say if we were interviewed in any way about Iditarod 50 is that we had something to do of not just Joe Reddington's dream, but to put Iditarod on the map, and that we had something to do with something that has endured for 50 years and has become a worldwide symbol of Alaska's history, and it's known throughout the world. And I think that's probably the most important thing about Iditarod 50 to me, to have been a part of it. What I know in life for sure is that something an old-time fisherman told me one time. It's not catching the fish. It's not how many or how big. It's who at your elbow. Who's at your elbow. And in this thing of Iditarod, I could look through this sea of faces that we're going to celebrate here with tonight, and I can see nothing but wonderful friends and wonderful memories. And they have made me a better person.